This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Todd is on the line for Blown Off. Hi, Todd.
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, Todd.
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well.
We're good.
I'm doing well. I'm a little tired, but I'll have some coffee. Todd, what's going on? Are you getting blown off, buddy?
I'm totally getting blown off.
Oh, no. What? Tell us the story. Tell us what happened.
Well, okay, so just so I know, like, I don't hear much. I don't think I've heard this before, but you guys do, like, boys?
Oh, Megan does boys.
Of course we do.
Oh, you mean, like, boy?
For blown off.
I got you. Like, you got blown off by another guy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
We don't discriminate based on anything, race, religion, sexual, political preference.
Yeah, we don't
short
care.
People,
if you're getting
people,
blown off, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, we'll do our best. Who's the dude?
Well, so his name is Carl.
Okay.
Carl, what's Carl's deal?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out because, you know, We met out at the club, right?
Okay.
And we started dancing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were having, like, a really hot time. We were having, like, an amazing time. And then we even went back to my place. We hooked up a little bit.
Right.
And it was amazing.
Right.
And so, like, amazing. He gave me his number. I gave him my number. And, you know, we definitely, like, seemed like we wanted to, like, hang out again.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, you know, I'm going to call you tomorrow. And so the next morning I called him and I said, hey, Carl, do you want to go? How about we go for a run on the beach? Would that be fun for you? You mm-hmm. know, and he's like super fit and hot. And
he's hot.
You know, and I'm like, I'm super fit and hot too.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just assumed that he's like athletic and that he'd be into like doing a run or something like that. And and he's like, oh, totally. I'd love to do that. So we meet up, we go running, it's like super hot.
Yeah.
The weather's perfect, there's like a nice breeze, it's beautiful.
Nice. Look at this.
We have our shirts off.
Oh my gosh, it's perfect.
Steamy, a little sexy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we're like hanging out and we're just sort of sitting on the beach and, you know, we're sort of in each other's arms and I'm stroking his hair and.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, okay.
So it was like really romantic. And,
okay, so at what point does, you know, the hot Carl blow you off?
Well, so then I said, well, why don't, you know, I'd love to have dinner with you tonight, you know, something like really, you know, because all we've been done is sort of like all this like sort of sexy stuff. And,
right.
you know, so I thought, well, why don't we do something that's like romantic
yeah.
and let's have like a nice dinner together.
Yeah, put the man in romance.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I have some plans later tonight. And I said, okay, that's fine, I understand. And, you know, maybe we could try this again, you know, tomorrow or the next day or something like that. He said, sure. And ever since then, you know, I'm calling him.
Right.
I'm texting him.
Right.
And I'm getting nothing. He's not responding at all.
Okay. All right, listen.
Quite frankly, at this point, I'm angry and I'm hurt, quite frankly.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
totally. Said,
you definitely have a case of the blown off.
Yeah.
Todd, we're going to call Carl now and see if we can figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Megan, you ready?
Yeah, I'm totally ready.
Okay, Megan's Instagramming about her dog.
No, I'm not. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let's call Carl.
Hello?
Carl?
Yes?
Hey!
Hey, who's this?
Carl, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Carl.
Shut up. No way. I love you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Oh.
Yes. Oh,
we love you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know. You totally can't believe we're calling, can you?
Wow. No. Either I won something or you want to know something really personal.
You had the second one right.
Yeah.
Oh.
We wanted to ask you about a guy that you know who you dated briefly. His name is Todd.
Oh, my God. You mean Freeballin' Todd?
what?
Well, I mean, he didn't introduce himself that way.
No. Why are you blowing him off?
Because he's a freeballer. He doesn't wear anything to protect his junk from his clothes. It's
really?
Like he doesn't wear underwear?
He doesn't wear underwear. He just doesn't wear it.
Like ever?
No, ever. I can't handle that. I mean, I can't see that on a regular basis.
Really?
Excuse me? This is why you're not calling me back?
Oh.
What?
Yeah, this is Todd. You're not calling me back because I don't wear underwear? That's ridiculous.
You guys are suck bombs.
I mean, I know you wear
them. What? We're suck bombs?
Some of us don't like to wear underwear. It's hot in Florida.
Okay, all right. We're suck bombs. It's true.
I love that nickname.
Carl's upset because we didn't tell him Todd was on the line, and Todd's upset because Carl blew him off. And it turns out the reason Carl blew him off is because he doesn't wear underwear. Todd, is that a true statement? Do you not wear underwear? Do you opt out of the undergarments?
I will proudly say that I do not wear underwear.
You will probably say that.
I have no shame
proudly.
About it. I don't see the issue here.
Okay.
The issue is, you know, we are, okay, it's one thing I discover if you come over to my place and we're out dancing and, you know, you're sweating all night and it's, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know, it's
no.
just all over.
No, we got
it.
It's
we got,
so
yeah.
tight.
All over your clothes and then you're getting in them the next day and everything. But I know you're showering, but then we go running on the beach.
Oh.
And it's super clear. You know, from every angle.
Todd, why don't you wear underwear? Is there just like, you just don't like it? Or what's the reason?
Well, yeah, I like to go dancing. I like to go running.
Right.
It's hot in Florida, okay? I don't need all my junk all sweaty. And I mean, I like some air down there.
Yeah. I mean, we all live in Florida, but I think, you know, I mean, I wear underwear. I can't vouch for Megan.
Sometimes.
I'm
totally kidding.
Is it that you don't want VPLs or something?
It's a preference.
We sat, after we were running, we sat on the beach, and we were talking, and there were children there. We would have been arrested if they came by us, you know?
Right. All right, well, other than the lack of drawers, was there any other reason that you weren't into Todd, or was that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it. I mean, I can't date him. He's dirty.
I am not dirty. That's ridiculous. Are you kidding me? Dirty? What's your problem?
You have problems. You probably have more problems than you know about. All that funk.
You're so self-conscious with yourself. That's what it is.
Okay. Okay, all right, well, I mean, I'm guessing that you guys aren't going to want to see each other again after, you know, after this whole row.
No.
Okay. Even if you wore underwear, you wouldn't be into that.
The type of person that doesn't wear underwear is a dirty person.
It's a dirty person. Okay.
So I think there would be other things I would discover along the way.
I am not dirty.
Okay.
I'm not going to change for you, honey, anyway. I'm not going to put on a pair of briefs just to strut my stuff and make you feel better.
Okay, all right, hang on. Hang on, Christina Aguilera. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.